Imagine reaching the absolute pinnacle of your career. Like you get the massive promotion, the wealth, the industry recognition. You finally have everything you've been grinding for.
Right, the dream.
Exactly. But then, the moment you walk through your own front door, you just feel entirely empty.
Yeah.
Your family treats you like a stranger. Your health is completely deteriorating. And you realize you don't actually know who you are outside of your job title.
Yeah, it's a terrifying realization.
It really is. And it makes you wonder, why does succeeding so wildly in one area of life almost guarantee the catastrophic collapse of another?
I mean, it is the defining paradox of modern ambition. We live in a culture that rewards this extreme overinvestment in one specific domain.
Use your work, Chris.
Almost always work. And it allows for complete bankruptcy in every other area. The result isn't actual sustainable success. The result is just a profound, isolating exhaustion.
Which is exactly why we are pulling apart the architecture of a very specific framework today. We are doing a deep dive into Dr. Lintore Fortune's 2025 book, A Successful Balanced Life: Build Your Life on Biblical Principles.
And it is quite the framework.
Yeah, and just to be clear for everyone listening, we are looking at this from a strictly analytical perspective. Like, we aren't here to endorse a specific theology or preach a sermon.
Definitely not.
Our mission is to objectively deconstruct Fortune's argument and see how he attempts to bridge ancient religious texts, like the Book of Proverbs,
Right.
with modern boardroom strategy and, psychology.
It's a fascinating synthesis, honestly. The author is placing ancient biblical wisdom directly alongside modern secular and Christian success literature.
Right.
Like, he's putting thinkers like Stephen Covey, John C. Maxwell, and Jordan Peterson at the exact same table as biblical figures to kind of decode the mechanics of human flourishing.
Okay, let's unpack this, starting with how the author even defines balance. Because if you are listening to this on your commute, constantly checking your calendar, you probably think balance means figuring out how to give exactly equal fractions of your day to your boss, your spouse, and your gym.
Oh, and if you try to live that way, you will drive yourself completely mad.
Right, it's
It
impossible.
really is. The book argues that balance is fundamentally a principle of creation, not a scheduling technique.
A principles of creation.
Yeah, the author posits that a divine rhythm was established from the very beginning, day and night, work and rest. When we distort that underlying order, we invite chaos.
I see.
He points to Proverbs 11.1, which states that a false balance is destructive. A false balance is basically when we try to cheat the system.
Like hustling 24/7.
Exactly. Too much output without renewal leads to clinical burnout. But on the flip side, too much self-reflection without action leads to narcissism.
To give us a working blueprint, the author points to what he considers the ultimate model, which is the historical